It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hope you had a great Independence Day. I know a lot of you are making a four-day weekend out of it, and hopefully some of you are out there fishing or camping, maybe going on some hikes, or doing something else in Mother Nature. As for me, I am very excited because this weekend I am heading to Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. I'll be taking my daughter Faith again. She can't wait. This is her favorite place. It's also one of my favorite places in the world. We'll fly into Ketchikan, take a float plane to the lodge, probably do a little bit of fishing off the docks. We usually catch a few fish there. And then enjoy some of the great food that they have and the wonderful hospitality and the wonderful views of Sultry Cove. With any luck, we'll get to see a bear from a distance or maybe some deer up close. And then 3 glorious days of fishing for halibut, for true cod, for ling cod, and of course for salmon and all sorts of different species of salmon too. As you might imagine, we'll be putting another show about that adventure together. We've been doing this for about 6 years now. Well, minus one for COVID, so 5 years now. And I just can't wait to get back there again. And we're going to share all the details with you in a couple weeks. Now, because I'm heading up this week, you're going to get a best of show next week. But I promise you, it's going to be one you enjoy. And again, I might be in the studio, but my mind's already in Alaska. If you want to find out more about going to Sportsman's Cove Lodge yourself, just go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website to go to for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. Two of them are editors for Outdoor Life. One of them is Natalie Krebs. She is actually the executive editor of this publication, and she went down to Australia to try out the duck hunting down there. They do have quite a few different species of ducks. They have a few that are similar, but what really stood out about it is the culture towards duck hunting and duck hunters. There's a lot of anti-hunters down there, and they really get into the kitchen of folks that are trying to legally hunt. She'll tell you about some of the harassment techniques that these anti-hunters use in the land down under, laws that have been passed to make hunting much less favorable for the hunter, and about how this is a cautionary tale of what can happen to hunters in America as well. You're not going to want to miss this conversation with Natalie. Another conversation you won't want to miss, and kind of a related note, is with Andrew McKean. He is a hunting and conservation editor for Outdoor Life, and there's new survey numbers out about how many Americans have a favorable opinion of hunting and recreational shooting. The good news is 76% of Americans do have a favorable opinion of these sports. The bad news is those numbers have slipped from 81% back in 2021. Andrew will break down exactly where some of the soft areas are in terms of support for shooting and hunting, and we'll try to figure out why this trend is taking place. We're not just talking to editors from Outdoor Life magazine this show. Oh, no, we're going to take you to Washington State where you can go fly fishing for trout and steelhead and salmon. And one person who's been offering guided fly fishing trips since 1988 is Jack Mitchell. I've known this guy for a long time. The Yakima River is his home river, but he's got several other streams you can fish east of the Cascade Mountains and one over the Olympic Peninsula, all offering great opportunities for the fly angler. He'll tell you more about what the Evening Hatch Guide Service has to offer and why you might want to make a trip to the Evergreen State with a fly rod in hand. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And talk about Independence Day. This is one of the most patriotic firearms companies you're going to find. They've got over 200 models of firearms, and they're all made right here in America. They look great, especially their lever-action rifles. They look like they come right out of the Old West. They shoot straight, they're rugged, they're reliable, and they all come with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Now, Henry Repeating Arms has a number of tribute edition models of their firearms. They're all .22 caliber lever-action rifles, and these tribute editions all have special etching on them. They look just fantastic, and they've just rolled out a new one. It is the Eagle Scout Tribute Edition, and as an Eagle Scout myself, this is something I can really appreciate. It's got a nickel-plated receiver. It's highlighted by the image of a majestic bald eagle and a banner proclaiming the proud sentiment of all Eagle Scouts. Once an eagle, always an eagle. The left side of the firearm bears the image of the famous Eagle Scout medal and banners reading Eagle Scout and Boy Scouts of America. You can check it out by going to henryusa.com. Again, if you're an Eagle Scout, you're going to want to get one of these. Or if you know an Eagle Scout, boy, that would be a great gift to give them. The website, again, henryusa.com. Look for the Eagle Scout Tribute Edition Lever Action Rifle and other Tribute Edition Lever Action Rifles there, too. And don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals. Turning to outdoors news, we head to Nebraska, where, unfortunately, a big fish kill happened at Big Indian Lake. Angler reports to Nebraska Game and Parks had biologists out there on July 1st, where they observed numerous dead fish of all species. The culprit, low levels of oxygen in the lake. Connie Barada, a Game and Parks Fisheries Assistant Administrator, unfortunately, many water bodies are susceptible to summertime fish kills given the right sequence of weather events. In this case, extreme heat and sunshine earlier that week at the reservoir likely contributed to a large algae bloom that subsequently died during the cooler temperatures and cloud cover that happened in the days that followed. Now, when algae die, the bacteria that consumes it also consumes oxygen. When the algae die-off is excessive, it can cause fish kills, and that's exactly what happened in this 77-acre lake. Summertime is a great time to head out to the range, and if you're like me, you've probably enjoyed shooting a dueling tree with another shooter. The object of a dueling tree is to hit one of three or four targets on one side of the tree and get them all the other side before your opponent can do the same to you. Usually, there's two different types of dueling trees, one for rimfire targets and one for pistols or centerfire targets. But now, a company called Throom has come out with a dueling tree that's both rimfire and centerfire ready. No need to keep two sets of plates, as these 6-inch round dueling tree plates function with everything from 22s to 9mm to 40 caliber and even 45 caliber pistols. Now, the targets are actually self-healing. The dueling tree includes 6 dueling tree plates, 6 self-healing dueling tree brackets with screws, a standard bracket base, and a graded ball level to help with easy setup and angle positioning. All you have to do is add standard 2x4s to complete the dueling tree. It's lightweight, indoor and all-weather safe to use at both indoor ranges or outdoor ranges. Now, as for the self-healing part, these 6-inch dueling tree plates react and flip back and forth when hit, leaving only a pinhole in the self-healing target plate. Sounds very interesting to me. If you want to find out more, go to their website. You'll find it at Throom, Throom targets.com. That's Throom targets.com. And this reminds me, I need to get out to the range myself sooner than later. Next, we've got a conservation story from Alaska. Outdoor Life, we learned that Alaska officials killed 81 bears and 14 wolves to help caribou calves. It's a predator control program in its second year. The aerial program removes predators from caribou calving grounds in southwest Alaska. The bears and wolves were killed between May 10th and June 5th, and the intention is to improve calf survival of the Mulchutna caribou herd, which has declined by about 94% since 1997. Alaska Department of Fish and Game officials say the efforts seem to be working. Following removals in 2023, staff documented an increase of calf survival through the fall, with a caribou cow-to-calf ratio of 44 calves per 100 cows. That was well above the 10-year average of 23 calves for every 100 cows. It's kind of strange. Most folks are focused on protecting bears and protecting wolves down here in the lower 48, but up in Alaska, it's a caribou herd that needs a little bit of help. Finally, we head to Ohio, where we learn a bill is advancing in the legislature that would designate the walleye as the official fish of the state of Ohio. It's passed through the House, but now it must pass the Senate and be signed into law by Governor Mike DeWine for it to take effect. According to Target Walleye, the bill is swimming farther than previous efforts to declare a state fish. Why did they settle on the walleye? Well, back in 2021, a local NBC affiliate did a poll. They said 27.5% of respondents backed the walleye for the state fish, 20.8% and 20.6% backed the yellow perch and smallmouth bass, respectively. So the walleye gets the nod. Let's hope this passes and the governor signs it into law. Stick around. We've got more of the great outdoors coming your way, to include a conversation with a fly fishing guide from Washington State about some great streams to fish for trout, for steelhead, and for salmon.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
For over 20 years, the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation has been providing all-expense-paid hunting expeditions to youth suffering from life-threatening illnesses or disabilities all over North America. We've taken hundreds of kids for some epic adventures, but we need your help to pay for the expenses for these trips. You can help by donating to our nonprofit organization. Just go to huntofalifetime.org and click on the donation tab. Any donations help. The website again, huntofalifetime.org. Donate today.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts. You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is my home state of Washington State. There's some pretty darn good fly fishing to be found in the Evergreen State, and one person who caters to that crowd is Jack Mitchell, the longtime owner of the Evening Hatch Guide Service based out of Ellensburg, Washington. Jack, great to have you on the national show.
Hey, John, thanks. Been a while, but good speaking with you again.
So let's talk about your operation. There's a fly shop in Ellensburg, but a lot of folks are coming to the Evening Hatch Guide Service for your trips on the Yakima River. And the Yakima is Washington State's only Blue River trout stream. Tell our listeners a little bit more about fishing the Yak.
Well, you know, I would have to tell you that I would never have guessed this, but I would say that the Yakima River is Washington's certainly best success story, no doubt about it. And it's actually better now when it comes to size of fish and including numbers of fish than it was back in 88. So, yeah, it's, you know, there's 55, 60 miles of river, you know, and it paints a lot of different faces from a high mountain stream to a big broad desert canyon river in those 60 miles, but the hatches are fairly consistent, and we do also have salmon returning in that river now, which grows bigger trout, and I think that's why we're seeing a lot of some bigger trout that we do is because of the salmon biomass.
Well, it's all catch and release, selective regulations, which means single barbless hooks, no bait, which if you're a fly fisherman, you don't care about anyway because you're not going to be using bait. But quality rainbow trout, and in the upper reaches, you got cutthroat trout too. But you are not just limited to the Yakima River. You also have the Steelhead Wrench down in the Klickitat River, and that is one of my favorite streams to fish in South Central Washington because of the summer steelhead that are found there.
Yeah, and it's kicking off to a pretty, I think overall summer steelhead on the West Coast has been way better than normal. We're above the 10-year average, and of course the Klickitat is seeing that too. You know, it's an amazing stream, really. It's a wild river coming out of wilderness. You know, it's the lower portion is designated wild and scenic or whatever, but the one thing that I would say is that, you know, from its origins, it is definitely wilderness, and there's no encumbrances, you know, there's no dams or anything on it. It's spectacular country. That's where the Steelhead Ranch is, and that's actually where I lay my head when I would call home, actually. And I love that country, and I love that river. So hopefully our 10-year average continues this year. We are seeing, like I said, right now we are at the 10-year average when it comes to numbers of fish going over Bonneville. So let's cross our fingers and hope that that pattern continues. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. And folks, fishing the Klickitat, especially September, October, you know, you got the Oak Savannah there. It's just a beautiful stream to fish. It's not too big. It's just made for summer steelhead fishing. You're going to have a ball there. And there's also some salmon that you can catch there too. Chinook salmon in September.
And then coho a little later. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the Klickitat. Now let's head north towards the Canadian border because you've got an operation on the upper Columbia River. You call it Jurassic Park. What are we fishing for there?
Well, we used to call it the Jurassic River, right? Exactly. And that's where our other lodge in state is, or that we own in state. That's Black Bear Lodge, and it's right on the upper Columbia River. And we're fishing predominantly rainbows there. There are some cutthroat. In fact, the other day we caught a beautiful cutthroat that appeared to be as wide as it was long. It was an amazing fish, well fed. The fish on that river, there's not real high densities of trout on that river, but there are some rather large trout. I think our biggest fish this last week when it comes to a measured trout was 25 inches, so that's a nice trout. The in conjunction with the upper Columbia River, we also fish the Kettle River, which is just one drainage over from where our lodge is, and it's full of native red band rainbows and lots of little ones, but there are some rather large trout in that river as well. In fact, we have guests. We're full there right now. That operation is running full steam ahead, and we have guests on the Kettle River today as well as on the upper Columbia. And then, of course, back on the Yakima, we have guests fishing today as well. In addition to the upper Columbia, we also in Washington State have the Olympic Peninsula program, and we fish that only during the winter. We really only target the winter steelhead run, and that's February and March is when we're there, up out of the Forks area. And it was, if anybody told you any different, the winter steelhead season this year, coastal-wide was good, and boy, where we were was really good, too. They had great returns. So knock on wood, I hope that this is a sign of the times, because we have seen some lesser-than-we-want returns on steelhead both summer and winter, but this particular year, we're seeing pretty good returns all around, which is good to see. And then our last program that we have is out of state. That's in Alaska. That's on the Kwajalein River, the outlet of Lake Iliana, the largest lake in Alaska. And it has a direct connection to Bristol Bay. And that is literally some of the best world-class trout fishing you could ever experience. So that's kind of the gamut of our programs. I got some amazing crews. And not to be confused with John Cruise's name, but our crews, our actual guide crews, are great. And I'm happy to be able to provide as good of programs as we do.
So I've got to ask, because I know a lot of listeners are probably asking this as well, do I have to be a really good fly fisherman or fly fishing woman to go on a trip with you?
Oh, no. I mean, 30-40% of our guests are beginners. In addition, well, you know, most of our business, 95% of our business is with a fly rod, but we are well versed in all tactics. Our crews, our guides are very, very, very adept to all fishing tactics. If someone wants to fish conventional, we don't have a problem doing so as well. So specifically, you know, out on the Olympic Peninsula, some people choose to fish conventional with, the one thing we don't do is fish bait.
Right.
In general, I'm not a big fan of, I think that's where we draw the line overall. And that's just our opinion. I got nothing against anybody else throwing bait. We just don't throw bait. But we will fish conventional if someone is so desires. But like I said, 95% of our guest base is with a fly rod, and 30% of them are beginners. So, yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. If you want to find out more about fishing in Washington State or the Olympic Peninsula for trout, for steelhead, for salmon, and more, the website to go to is what, Jack?
www.theeveninghatch.com.
That's theeveninghatch.com. Again, theeveninghatch.com. Go ahead and check out the website. Give Jack a call. Book your trip to Washington State or Alaska today and get in on some great fly fishing.
We'd love to take you fishing. Yep.
All right, Jack. Always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener, for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com, which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about on this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauk's Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time. time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We've got Natalie Krebs on the line. She's the executive editor for Outdoor Life magazine, and she's been duck hunting, but not in the places you would expect. Not in Canada, not in America, but Australia of all places. And she's going to tell you some very interesting tales about hunting in the land down under. Natalie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
So when did this duck hunt take place, Natalie?
So this was opening day in Victoria, which is a state in Australia, was April 10th this year. So our spring, their fall.
The ducks in Australia, they're very different from most of our ducks here in America, aren't they?
They are. They've got, you know, some familiar species. They've got shovelers. They've got dabbling ducks. But, you know, most of them are ducks that hunters here have never seen before or let alone heard of. They've got everything from the Pacific black duck, which is kind of their premier bird. Everybody likes to hunt Pacific black ducks down there, all the way down to these tiny little birds called, they're pink-eared. Pinkies is what they call them, and they're like zebra-striped ducks. So they've got all kinds of birds. Also, magpie geese up in the Northern Territory, they roost in trees, and they evolved to avoid saltwater crocodiles. So you get all different kinds of birds down there.
Wow, fascinating stuff. But one thing that surprised me about your article, and this was actually the crux of your article, is that duck hunting is actually banned in several provinces or states in Australia, isn't it?
It is. It's banned in three states. It's still permitted in three states, and it's banned in one territory.
So you were hunting in Victoria, and you got to run across a situation that most of us have never run across here in America, and that was anti-hunters, for lack of a better word, harassing hunters on the opening day of the season.
Yeah, and that really was partly why I went down there. I mean, of course, I wanted to go see the duck hunting and get to know the duck hunters there, but they do. They have a massive problem with anti-hunters, both in your decoys, like harassing you at the boat ramp, and also a really big push from a legislative angle to try and shut down duck hunting however they can. And the anti-hunters we encountered this year were particularly motivated because there was a potential ban that almost passed to end recreational duck hunting in the state of Victoria and the state of South Australia forever. So everybody kind of thought last year, 2023, was going to be their last duck season, possibly. That didn't happen, fortunately, which you can read about in the story in more detail. But the result is that a lot of protesters were just super angry and motivated, and they really came out in force this year in the wetlands while I was there.
Here in the United States, we have Antifa, and they all dress in black, and they wear masks or, you know, try to hide their identities. In Australia, it's kind of similar with these duck hunting protesters, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, you get your duck hunters out there. We're all, you know, we're not wearing face masks. We're in waders and our usual getup. And you'll get protesters who will show up at the boat ramp. They'll paddle into your decoys, and they will be wearing, like, white balaclavas. They're wearing fluorescent orange vests, yellow hats. They want to stand out and be as bright as possible to flare ducks, and also, you know, theoretically for safety because they're paddling around in hunter spreads. But they're also trying to conceal their identity because a lot of what some protesters will do is not necessarily legal, but they can get away with a lot because it's very difficult to press charges if you can't identify the person who is paddling around your spread and flaring ducks. So that's part of it.
Like I said, Antifa tactics in the land down under. And I understand that as a journalist, you tried talking to some of these activists to get their side of the story. They weren't very talkative, were they?
They were not. And that's kind of generally what I hear from hunters down there is that when you talk in an educated way, a very civilized and polite way, they typically just don't respond. What they're looking for are hunters. They want to get a rise out of hunters. They're filming every move that you make, everything that you do, and they're hoping to, you know, catch somebody losing their temper, get social media fodder to circulate videos showing that hunters, you know, are angry and irresponsible and all this sort of stuff. And so that's part of it, is they just don't engage with you.
Well, I also understand that if you hit a duck and it doesn't immediately die, it becomes kind of a race between the hunting dog or the hunter and these activists in kayaks as to who gets to the duck first.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Victoria, which has the most, I'll say, lenient regulations around allowing anti-hunters and protesters out on the wetlands, that's the case. And so they're out there under the premise of duck rescue, quote unquote. And so what they're trying to do is they set up all these wildlife triage tents, they bring veterinarians, and they're trying to rescue wounded ducks from hunters. And so they can sometimes try and get to birds first and, you know, rob your dog of that duck, take it back to a tent. And they're very unsuccessful at resuscitating ducks, often because if you have a duck that can be caught by a human, it wasn't going to make it. And so really what they're doing is they're just robbing hunters of meat that could be utilized, and a lot of it gets wasted.
This has to affect hunting in general. You know, I'm sure that the numbers of hunters have declined because of these activities, haven't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a cause. There are so many regulations to follow, particularly in Victoria, that it's, you know, it's similar to how it is here in the U.S., which is when you have so many rules to follow, they're very confusing and they keep changing on you. That's one way that, you know, just young people or new hunters don't want to get into the sport. There's just so much to manage. But on top of that, I mean, think about going to all that work, getting your decoys out, getting your boat out, going out there, and then you just get antis flaring ducks all morning and, you know, shutting down your hunt. In particular, you know, I talked to a family that had three girls with them, and their, you know, their entire opening weekend was ruined by people running around in their decoys, just making life hard for them and not fun. And I can't imagine being a kid and having that be your experience of what hunting is like and wanting to kind of continue doing that when you're getting harassed.
You mentioned in the article that Australia is kind of a nanny state, and this kind of surprised me. For example, you can't have a pump shotgun or a semi-automatic shotgun in Australia, can you?
That's correct. There was a kind of a mandatory government buyback in 1995. So most recreational duck hunters use break action shotguns. They use an over and under. Actually, I shoot a tri-barrel shotgun while I was there. So yes, that's one way. You have to lock up all your ammo separately while you're traveling from your shotgun. There's a lot of firearms related restrictions. And then there are just a lot of restrictions around how you're able to hunt. So in Victoria, you can't actually shoot until 8 a.m. It doesn't matter that the sun came up at 6:37 and all the ducks wanted to decoy an hour and a half ago. You cannot shoot until 8 a.m. So stuff like that really makes it a lot harder to be effective and have a successful hunt and, you know, hunt ducks the way that they're supposed to be hunted without disturbing them too much.
You know, read this story, and our listeners are hearing what you're saying. It's like, this is a horror story, but it's also a cautionary tale because some of these things are coming to the U.S. and already happening in the U.S., aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of the canary in the coal mine. A lot of stuff that Australians are dealing with right now, we're starting to see that here. So a couple examples are, you know, antis there will cite, well, there's not that many hunters, so why are we allowing this? You know, there's only, I think in the state of South Australia, there's something like 1,200 duck hunters. It's the size of Ontario. There are many more in Victoria, but it's the stat you see cited over and over. It's, well, not that many people hunt, so let's just shut this down. That very same argument is currently being made. The organization is called Cats Aren't Trophies. They're trying to get mountain lion and bobcat hunting shut down in Colorado. So that's happening. I mean, you've seen it, John, in Washington. Like, there's all kinds of movements being made in Washington, like shutting down the spring bear season, even though it's ecologically sustainable. So
oh, yes.
A lot of stuff they're dealing with is ramping up here.
No, you're absolutely right. And folks, again, this is truly a cautionary tale that you need to read. And you can do so by going to outdoorlife.com. That's outdoorlife.com. Check out the article that Natalie wrote about the state of duck hunting in Australia. It's a real eye-opener, and it's going to shine a light on what's starting to happen here in the United States, too. So read it and join a hunting advocacy organization here in the U.S. and stand up for your rights as a hunter. Natalie, thanks for shining a light on this today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yep, thanks for having me, John.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
For over 20 years, the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation has been providing all-expense-paid hunting expeditions to youth suffering from life-threatening illnesses or disabilities all over North America. We've taken hundreds of kids for some epic adventures, but we need your help to pay for the expenses for these trips. You can help by donating to our nonprofit organization. Just go to huntofalifetime.org and click on the donation tab. Any donations help. The website again, huntofalifetime.org. Donate today.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
And now, back to our show.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit, and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. We've got my friend Andrew McKean on the line. He is a hunting and conservation editor for Outdoor Life magazine, and he's written another great article for the publication that you can see at OutdoorLife.com. And it's all about the public approval for hunting and recreational shooting here in the United States. It's a good news, bad news article. 76% of Americans have a favorable impression of hunting and recreational shooting. Andrew, welcome to the show. Why is this bad news?
Well, first of all, hi, John. It's nice to be here. It's always nice to be here. It's bad news because while that is a great supermajority of Americans that support hunting and fishing, the percentage that do not, that disapprove of hunting and actually hunting and recreational shooting, is slipping. And what's important about that is it's slipping for what appears to be the third or fourth straight year. An outfit called the Council to Advance Hunting and Shooting Sports just came out with this survey that I wrote my story around that showed a kind of a consistent slippage in that public support. And so I wrote the story partly just as a news piece, but also I think as a wake-up call a little bit to say, you know, we've got some work to do.
I think it was interesting that back in 2021, 81% of the population supported hunting and recreational shooting. We've had this 5%. Why is that?
You know, if the answer to that, I would probably not be the hunting and conservation editor for Outdoor Life. it's a question lots and lots of people are asking. And the survey is one attempt to get at the answer, but I think there's a couple of things. One is the percentage of active hunters and shooters in the population continues to decline. And so just from a pure demographic standpoint, you know, there are fewer of us in comparison to the larger population. But the second thing is, there seems to be a continued erosion for support for hunting that's not based around food. So think about things like, you know, trophy hunting. To a respondent who might say, do you support or disapprove of hunting just for the trophy parts, has always been a loss leader. It's never been very supportive, but only about 20% of Americans said they would support hunting for that reason. So that number is going down. Another one is the notion of hunting for recreation, which is something that I think is really interesting for us as a community to think about. When we say we hunt for fun or for sport, that is not really supported widely by the American public. The good news is when we say we hunt for food or for food security or for wild organic protein, the public generally supports that at much higher levels. And so, you know, it kind of depends on how you sift the results. But there's, again, I love the way you introduced this. It's good news and it's bad news.
Right. And, you know, you've got a nice chart that's in the article, and you really show that, you know, when it comes to supporting trophy hunting, it's only 29% of the population supports it, 55% does not. But again, when we're talking about if somebody's hunting for meat or for locally sourced food, we're talking 83-84% of the public supports it. There's also healthy support among non-hunters and hunters alike for hunting when it comes to conservation of healthy wildlife populations and for wildlife management. I mean, this is good news for those of us who follow the North American model of conservation, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's a really important thing to mention. So when asked if you support hunting for conservation of healthy wildlife populations, you know, fully 82% of Americans support that, either strongly support or mildly support, but they're grouped under supporters. And then, you know, kind of, I would call this a kissing cousin of that question. Do you support hunting for wildlife management purposes? 80% of Americans approve of that. And those are very strong, I think, robust and somewhat unchangeable numbers from previous surveys.
Let's talk about recreational shooting, a little bit different than hunting, and the numbers are also declining in that field too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, which is kind of interesting. That's been one, you know, in our community and certainly in terms of gun and ammunition sales, percentage of the sale of which, you know, is the excise tax that supports wildlife conservation. Both of those, gun sales and ammunition sales, have been really robust and have been for about the past 5 years, certainly since the pandemic. And so you would think based just around just the robustness of the activity, and also I would say the construction of shooting ranges around the country and really intentional building up of the infrastructure around shooting, that there would be a good deal of public support for it. But 13% of Americans disapprove of recreational shooting. And the reason I mentioned sort of the disapproval rather than the approval is that's a fairly big and growing number. And what it seems to be, according to the articles of this survey, is you're starting to see some spillover of politics into this question. So people who are worried about, you know, gun violence in America are associating recreational shooting, just because it deals with guns and has guns at its center, they're associating that with gun violence. And so then they just sort of tacitly disapprove of it. I think that's a number that will pay us to pay attention to. Interestingly, 76% of Americans approve of recreational shooting. So it's still a good big number. But the number that disapprove of it, and that is not like mildly disapproval of it, it is strongly disapproving of it, is big and growing.
Well, and that might have to do with the urbanization of America, and we have more and more people in the big cities that don't have access to handguns or shotguns and don't do recreational shooting. It's just completely foreign to them, and so you're right. You know, when you have anti-gun bias in a lot of the mainstream media, it spills over. However, I did notice that 77% of people did support shooting in order to learn self-defense skills.
Yep. I think this is a really good and an important sort of string to pull on this thing, because I think when you mention just sort of recreational shooting in general, that strong and growing disapproval number, I think you make a good point. It's really just disassociation. It's really having no association with guns or the use of guns. So when you start to apply how you might use a gun, I think that really helps and is an important sort of qualifier to the disapproval number. Yeah, so those who want to learn personal defensive skills or those who want to shoot to learn a new skill, you know, no matter what its outcome is, both have pretty robust support.
Well, again, it is good news, bad news. You know, over 3/4 of Americans do support hunting and shooting, but the numbers are declining. So what can you do is be a mentor. Take somebody out to the range. Teach them how to shoot trap. Teach them how to shoot skeet. Teach them just how to shoot, period. Or take them out in the field for a hunting expedition and get them into the sport. And that's how we turn it around, one person at a time. Andrew, thanks as always for your insights, and thanks for sharing them with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Before we go today, let's share a segment that I love to air on this show.
It's Record Fish Time.
From NBC News Montana, we learned that Wade Merschat, 12 years old of Trout Creek, caught the Montana state record large-scale sucker from Noxon Reservoir on June 19. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks verified the record fish, which weighed in at 6.72 pounds and measured 25 1/4 inches. Merschat was issued a state record certificate on July 1st. The previous record for the species of sucker was 6.16 pounds. That was caught back in 2008 from Woodland Park pond in Kalispell. There's actually 9 different species of sucker in Montana, the third largest family of fish, behind only the minnow and salmonids. As for what Wade was using, well, you can never go wrong with a night crawler, and Wade definitely went right on this one. Way to go, Wade. That's a great record, and I hope it's the first of many to come.
Congratulations on your new record.
We've got one more fishing story to share, and it comes at you from the Florida Keys, where Team Salt Shaker has won a $10,000 prize at the IFC Captain's Cup that took place there. The captain of the Salt Shaker was Brett Chalamian of Tavernier, Florida. He guided his team of North Carolina and Florida anglers to a winner-take-all $10,000 grand prize at the Islamorada Fishing Club, or IFC for short. The team weighed in as 3 heaviest dolphin fish, totaling 27.1 pounds for the win. The other Salt Shaker members were anglers Kenneth and Trevor Paget from Concord, North Carolina, Jesse Hall of Tavernier, and mate Eric Wojcik of Islamorada. Trevor Paget also won the largest fish award for his 10.4-pound dolphin fish. And Chalamian was awarded the title of champion captain. I've got to tell you, those are pretty small dolphin, but hey, whatever it takes for the win. And if 27 pounds does it, and if 10 pounds does it, that's fantastic. If you want to take part next year in this tournament, Florida Keys, I can tell you the dates. It's June 25th and 26th of 2025. Contact the IFC, again, the Islamorada Fishing Club, for more details. If you didn't get to hear the entire show today, never fear. We'll have it in podcast format for you soon enough. Now, I've got to admit, I got a little behind on uploading the podcast, but we've caught up to the last 3 weeks, and I'll do my best to stay on top of this. So, fair warning, I am going to be in Alaska starting this weekend, so I might be a little late on this episode. By the way, you can also hear the Pacific Northwest edition of this show, which airs exclusively on Seattle Sports Radio, KGR 93.3, Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. on YouTube. You'll find it at the Cove Sportsman's Network. That's the channel to go to. Not only do you get to hear the national show, but you also get 13 minutes of additional content specific to the Pacific Northwest. Again, the YouTube channel to go to is the Cove Sportsman's Network. On that note, it's time to go. Wish me luck along with my daughter as we go fishing at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Alaska. We'll be telling you all about that in an episode coming up soon. Until next time, here's hoping you're healthy, here's hoping you're blessed, and here's hoping you get out there. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since
1963. K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The once powerful Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm, currently moving toward the coast of Texas. Earlier, Beryl was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit Jamaica. Yvette Silvera, executive director of the nonprofit Food for the Poor, says all 14 of Jamaica's parishes were hit hard.
In St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. And the reports that we have on the ground is that a number of persons have experienced loss of roof and flooding. And there is concern, there is even more concern, because there is a developing weather system as we speak that is heading towards us that will bring additional rain.
Also, a town townhall.com. Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says it's very disappointing that most people seem to be oblivious to the fact that Americans are among the hostages being held by Hamas.
There are American citizens not being held in a prison in Russia, except for Evan Gershkowitz. There are American citizens being held in the dungeons in Gaza. And we're going to blink, and this is like giving me chills right now, we're going to blink and it's going to be a year.
And he says Israel may try to convince Palestinians to support new leadership in Gaza.
Building up other Palestinians to play leadership roles in parts, not all, in parts of Gaza. And so maybe that in and of itself will put pressure on Sinwar, because suddenly people start to see an alternative future, an alternative reality, and someone may say, well, Sinwar is the obstacle.
President Biden using a TV interview to reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he is up to serving another term. He blames his disastrous debate performance on a bad episode. 81-year-old president was interviewed on ABC's George Stephanopoulos. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us, and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
New York City authorities say three people have been killed, eight injured when a pickup drove into a group celebrating the 4th of July. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry says the truck came down a street, quote,
an extremely high rate of speed and then drove onto Manhattan's lower east side. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Police say two people have been killed, three others wounded in violence in a southern California beach city. Authorities arresting a 26-year-old Huntington Beach resident on suspicion of murder and attempted murder.
It's heartbreaking. It's just tragic. Just whether I know personally or not, it's something I hate to hear happen to anybody.
Al Pacello lives in a neighborhood nearby and says friends were just getting together for fun.
We're just a get-together, just in the courtyard, something they do every year and periodically throughout the summer. Just get together with the neighbors and some local friends that live in the neighborhood and just laying off some fireworks and a lot of food. And
shootings and other violence during the extended 4th of July weekend, leaving at least 33 people dead, dozens wounded in Chicago alone. At least 11 people have been killed. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
CAUSLS.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Are you being pushed around by your pug? Is your rescued feline feeling a bit forlorn? Does your terrier have you in a tizzy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to try to understand your dog or cat's behavior as well as they get yours? Maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, but just want to improve their lifestyle. You know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, want to find out why they're jumping or digging or your cat is scratching, not using the litter box, you take your dog for a walk and he goes absolutely crazy when he sees another dog, your cat's not getting along with the other cat in the household, your dog doesn't get along with the neighbor's dog, your cat scratched your favorite chair, pooped on your bed, you got the idea. That's what this show's all about, helping people resolve any issues that they may be having with their dogs and cats. But on the other hand, helping dogs and cats resolve any issues they may be having with the people they live with, which is probably a lot more likely. If you have a question or a comment or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air will, in fact, get a fabulous gift. Don't get excited. You know by now it's not for you, but a fabulous gift for your dog or cat. And if you happen to be new to the show, just a reminder, a lot of the gifts I give away, we're not talking about biscuits here. Many of the items we give away here on the Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $40, or even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. We'll try to get to as many of the items as we can. Just a reminder, though, you should know by now that chances of me getting through all my topics are pretty crazy because your questions, your comments, your calls are always my priority. But here are some of the things I'd like to talk about today. Does your dog not seem to be as sharp or responsive as they used to be when they were younger? Are you noticing behavior changes that are changing as your dog gets older? You know, we've been hearing a lot lately about cognitive decline when it comes to people, but what about dogs? Does cognitive decline affect our dogs and our cats for that matter as well? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, I get it, so you love your cats, but sometimes they just give you a little bite. What is that all about? We call them love bites, but are they really love, or maybe there's something else? We'll talk about that as well. And a new study suggests that you should not say hello or goodbye to your dog when coming or going. Study says not greeting your dog when you arrive home or not saying goodbye when you leave. Some trainers and behaviors say by saying goodbye and hello, you're actually creating separation anxiety for your dog or cat. True or false? We'll find out. And, you know, I talk about it all the time. I suffer with rheumatoid arthritis and have for many years. And every day I spend a lot of time stretching. It really makes me feel a little better. But today we're going to take a look, hopefully we'll have time, the importance and benefits of stretching, not only for people, but for our pets as well. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued feral cat is a little confused about the litter box or that beautiful dog you adopted isn't housebroken. Maybe it doesn't get along with other dogs and some people. Or your dog just believes if he sees it, he's got to hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. By the way, the question of the day is, I got some interesting calls on my LA show, but the question of the day is, what do your pets do to get your attention? What does your dog or your cat do to get your attention? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Do they jump on you? Do they bark? Do they bite you? Do they roll on their belly? What do they do to get your attention? Give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I'm not sure if I can get to a phone call now. Can I, Jane? Well, we'll try. Let's see if we can go to line one. Can we go to line one? Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, it's Warren. We're having a little trouble with our phones. Who's this?
Yeah, you did. You hung up on me before.
I didn't mean to hang up. Hi, Sue. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Okay, how are you doing?
Cannot be better. What's up?
Good. Okay, I'll tell you what my cat does. It's very strange. She's a 16-year-old cat. And she jumps up on the bar. My bar is next to me here. I'm sitting. And she jumps up on the bar and tries to get my attention by knocking my answering machine down. She actually takes her paw and she pushes the answering machine down.
Maybe she doesn't like who's calling you. Maybe she doesn't like your friends or your family. Who knows?
And then my 3-year-old dog doesn't like me giving attention to the cat, and it tries to jump up on me and tries to get my attention that way.
I got to get a video.
They're jealous of each other.
I have to get a video of you. But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When your cat jumps up and he knocks off the phone answering machine, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Is it after a call came in or not?
It's any time he wants to eat, I think.
Oh, so he. So what do you do when he knocks it off? You feed him, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So who's to blame here, Sue? It's not the cat. If I did something wrong, if I got a D in school, which, by the way, I got many of them, and I got home and my mother gave me some of my favorite cookies, Vienna Fingers, for example, why would I strive to get a B or a C? She was happy with the D. I still got the same cookie. So basically, you're rewarding that behavior. Why should the cat?
Yeah, it's a bad thing. I know.
No, it's not a bad. You know what? Let me explain something. As a trainer, and this is what separates me from other people. Most trainers and behaviorists want the perfect dog. I want the dog not to be, Warren, how do I stop my dog? Leave them alone. Yeah, they have to be educated. They got to be taught properly. But let the dog be a dog once in a while. Let the dog, you know, sniff another dog's butt once in a while. That's what dogs do. And people sometimes just overly try to control their dogs way too much, and it causes a big problem for them. So you have a dog and a cat. They get along with each other?
Basically, they chase each other sometimes, and that's how they're playing, and they seem to get along pretty good. I got the dog when it was a puppy. Somebody put it in my yard or something. It was just a baby, and the kitty also came along that way. A feral cat.
You know what, Sue? Maybe it's time you invested in the sign on your front lawn that says, no trespass, no vacancies, we're full, come back another time. Great call, by the way. It's so good when people are so in tune with how their pets react and not always getting angry at what they do. So many people get angry at what their dog. No, sometimes just enjoy their little quirks, just like we have little quirks. Anyway, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you, Sue. You know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Sue. And I am going to send you, for your dog. You know what? I am going to send you, you live in California. I'm going to send you some all natural herbal flea spray for your pets. And I appreciate that phone call. Phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here, then we'll get back to all of your phone calls. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. You know, for 30 years now, over 30 years, when I first developed Hugs and Kisses supplements for your dogs and cats, what a great product it was and what a great product it still is. However, it's even better now. Why is it better? Because if you're concerned about your dog's cat's digestion, their shedding, you're concerned about probiotics, you're concerned about omega oils and antioxidants, Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, those are the ones with my name and face on every label, is the way to go. In fact, Hugs and Kisses is the only product you need for your dogs and cats. It's my 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplement. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your pet. Now here, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own dogs and cats, and now it's even better. It is now actually enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics and probiotics. Now, why? Prebiotics make probiotics work better. So prebiotics and probiotics will give your dog or your cat the healthiest gut they can possibly have. And we all know by now that a healthy gut means a healthy body. Hugs and Kisses really makes a major difference in controlling shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hot spots, even hairballs. And it's just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats is now an Amazon's choice. You can get the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. They're available at Amazon.com. They're available at Walmart.com. Or you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that "the." So if you want to check out Hugs and Kisses for your dog or cat, and you should if you want to keep them healthy and happy, check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com today. Then watch your dogs and your cats improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, and guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades,
If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our COs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we form this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our COs to be introduced to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
Hi, I'm Joey Harris, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th
for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story about a beautiful dog or cat that lives with you. Maybe you have questions about their behavior. Maybe you have questions about your behavior. Or maybe you just want to answer the question of the day. What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? What do they do to get your attention? Give me a call. That number here, 877-725-8255. And as always, if you get through and talk to me live, a fabulous gift will be on its way for your best friend. Many of the items worth as much as $30, $40, $50. I got hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, brand new doggy lickies, copies of my best-selling book, either dog or cat. I got those air horns that can keep your pet alive if you're walking him. T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright and all natural herbal flea spray. Great time to give me a call. Everyone that calls and gets to talk to me live will get a great gift for their best friend. The phone number here, 877 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Coming up, are they really love bites or not? We're going to talk about that with your cap. But right now, let me go to my friend Mary Ann, calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Hey, Mary Ann, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a three-year-old.
Marianne, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting other noise from your show in the back. Now I'm hearing you give the phone number. I have a three-year-old fight mix, I think, that is a male, and I'm having trouble getting him to go to the bathroom outside.
Okay, where is he going now?
He goes in the house.
Where in the house?
On furniture.
And how old?
On furniture.
How old is the dog? Did we lose?
You know what? I can't hear you overhearing me talking, like the delay I'm hearing or something. I'll call back.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I want to ask you a question. It's a great question, by the way. So give me a call back, and we'll take a look and see what the problem is. My pleasure. Thank you for that. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's see if we can get Patricia on line three. Hey, Patricia, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay,
I'm here,
Patricia. What's up?
Okay. Well, it's something that my cat continues to do. And I'm worried that she wants to walk in, when we're walking, she wants to walk in front of me to the point that she's, and if I didn't stop, I'd be tripping over her. And I wonder what it is that I can stop her from doing that, because I don't want to trip on her.
Of course not, but you might want to try just putting a bell on a collar.
Oh.
Yeah, in other words, if I were to teach the cat, if I were to spend time teaching the cat not to walk in front of you, that would be a long training process. The cat's walking in front of you. There's a lot of reasons why cats would walk in front of the people they live with. But again, the most important thing from your perspective is we don't want you falling down. We don't want you tripping. We don't want any problems like that at all. So again, the best thing to do to avoid the situation is to put a bell on a harness or a collar when you're with the cat in the house. This way, you know where she is and she won't have that problem. So you don't have to worry about tripping over her.
So the next time I'm in a shop like that, I have to see what they offer in terms of.
No, they have. You can go to any pet store. You can go online. You can get a breakaway kitten collar or a breakaway cat collar. Did we lose her, Patricia? We lost you. We can get a breakaway cat collar that could make a difference. The cat collar with the breakaway, some of them already come with the bells on them, and I appreciate that phone call. We're going to take a break. We're going to try to re-get these phones working right. The phone number, by the way, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me do this. We got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show. We're going to talk about whether or not dogs and cats, and primarily dogs, but cats also, can they suffer with cognitive issues? We're going to talk about that. Are you noticing behavior changes in your dogs and your cats? We hear a lot about cognitive change lately, especially with what's going on in politics. But does it affect our dogs the same way? And how would you know? We'll talk about that. Also coming up, we're going to take a look at cats. We get a lot of calls about cats. My cat bit me, Warren. My cat did this. My cat did that. A lot of people don't understand cats. For some reason, people understand dog behavior more than cat behavior. And I guess that's why my How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want book has been a bestseller for so many years. Very often when a cat comes and it bites you, it hurts. I know it hurts. Believe me, I've been nipped a few times also. But is the cat biting you because he wants it to be painful? Is the cat biting you to get you to play with him? What is the cat trying to tell you? But is it really a love bite or is it a I'll get you bite? We're going to talk about why is it that cats bite their guardians. A lot of people say, well, it's just a love bite. And other people say, Warren, he's drawing blood. What can I do about it? So we're going to talk about that. We'll get to all your questions, all your comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And the big question of the day, and I really want to get your response to this. What do your dogs and your cats do to get your attention? Does your dog bark? Does he whack you with his paw? Does your cat jump on your head, sit on your face in the middle of the night? What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? They are pretty, pretty amazing ways to do it. We'll get to that. We'll answer all of your pet and animal questions. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. We'll take a quick break, get back to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Wings of Summer Butterflies, presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil garden setting in Turtle Bay's wildlife woods. Guests can use ID cards to identify a wide range of butterflies throughout the exhibit and can also purchase feeding sticks and release a butterfly chrysalis when available. Don't miss Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay. Open now through July 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Cascade Curations at downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And we are back on the Pet Show. All more next time. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's get back to our phones. This time we're going to my friend David in the great state of Tennessee. Hey, David, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello. On the Pet Show. All more next time. That phone number, 877-725-8255.
David, you with me? Obviously, we're having trouble with the phone today, so let me take a few minutes. We'll go through some stuff with you guys. You know, it was interesting. One of the most common calls that I get on the Pet Show is when people ask me about separation anxiety, you know, that their dog or their cat goes crazy when they leave. And many trainers now, many behavior professionals, have advised people not to greet their dogs when coming back and not to say goodbye when they're ready to leave. According to the study, they indicate that people that say goodbye and hello to their dogs are more apt to have dogs that are going to react to what we call a separation anxiety. Now, I totally disagree with them. I believe that you might want to do a mellower version, not get the dog really excited, just want to say goodbye. If the dog already has separation anxiety, a different approach would be taken where you wouldn't be telling the dog goodbye and hello. But if you have a dog and a cat in your house, and I say goodbye and hello to my guys when I go, but I just make it a mellow hello and a mellow goodbye so they realize not to get overly excited when I come and go. But they actually say that the greetings, the excited greetings, can cause your dog to have separation anxiety. I don't believe that's the issue. I think as long as you keep it kind of low-key, I think you can resolve those issues with them. And separation anxiety is one of those things, and I want to talk about this for a few moments. A lot of people, including professionals, misunderstand. There's a big difference between separation anxiety and abandonment issues. And let me try to explain it to you. Separation anxiety is the dog that feels that when you leave, he doesn't want to be by himself, he panics by being by himself, and he gets into all kinds of mischief. That would be more of a separation anxiety, the not wanting to be by himself, the fear of being alone. The other type of issue that I deal with on a pretty consistent basis is the dog that has what's called abandonment issues. And thank goodness my listeners all across the country and around the world, all over the USA and Canada and around, understand that many of you have adopted or rescued dogs from shelters, taken dogs off the streets from horrible situations and brought them into your home and given them this tremendous amount of love and this tremendous amount of care. And according to studies, many of the dogs, when people adopt them from shelters that are over a year old, have had already maybe 2-3 homes before they wound up at the shelter. So what happens is when you, with your big heart and your big soul, brings this dog home and the dog becomes adjusted to you and you go to leave, it's not the dog's fear necessarily of being left by himself. The dog's fear at that point is being totally abandoned and you never coming back because he's already been through this so many different times. As a behaviorist, studying for as many years as I've studied, the concept is that dogs learn through associative behavior. If the dog has associated in the past with previous people he lived with leaving and not coming back, or abandoning him, or dropping him off at a shelter, or wherever they did with him, morons that they are, the bottom line is this dog is now going to feel that every time you leave, you are not coming back. That's entirely different than the dog who has just the fear of being left by themselves. Sometimes the resolution is pretty much the same. But so many people, because you guys do so much great rescue work and taking these animals from the streets and the shelters, don't understand that. And what happens is when a dog is brought into the home, and it's in the third home now or the fourth home now, and the new people might love the dog and say, oh, what a beautiful dog at the shelter, but then they bring the dog home, and because the issues the dog had with the other families may have not been resolved in the past, now this dog becomes a problem to them, and he winds up at the shelter again. I don't have to tell you guys the rest of the story, how many millions of dogs are killed every year just because there are not enough homes for them. But a lot of this has to do with making sure that people like yourself, guardians like yourself, understand the concept of abandonment issues and understand what your dog or your cat may be going through when it arrives at your home. It takes some time, it takes some confidence, a heart of gold, and an awful lot of patience and occasionally aggressive wine or tequila, but making sure that when you adopt a dog, and bless you for doing it, when you bring a dog or a cat into your home, your goal is to make that dog or cat feel as comfortable as you possibly can. So when a dog first comes into a new environment, what I do or what I would recommend for the years I was working specifically with people is what I would do is I would say, listen, even when you're home with the dog, go into another room for 2 minutes and come back in. Don't make a big deal out of leaving. You can say goodbye and hello, but very softly. And again, once the dog realizes that when you leave in a short period of time, you're coming back, what a great thing. So little by little, you can increase that amount of time. And the other thing that's critical is because dogs do learn through association, very often, the minute you pick up your purse, the minute you pick up your car keys, the minute you pick up your checkbook, the minute you put your jacket on, the minute you put your shoes on, that dog is triggered to understand that you are now going to be leaving. So one of the important things to understand, if you happen to be dealing with one of the dogs suffering with either the abandonment issues or the separation anxiety, is try not to make a big deal out of leaving. Try just going out the front door, coming in the back door, going out the back door, coming in the front door. Go sit in your car for 5 minutes and then come back into the house. As long as the dog starts to understand that when you leave, you're always going to come back. May not be for a short period, maybe for a longer period. If you build it up gradually and you build up that dog's self-esteem and that confidence, you'll start noticing that the dogs will be absolutely fine. My two guys, Molly and Willie, who I adopted from a high kill shelter in Southern California, I don't know how many homes they might have had, but it took Denise and myself a fair amount of time where they know that every time we leave, we're coming back to them. And they were a little bit older when I got them. So every time we leave now, it's no long goodbyes, it's no long help. Lows. It's just, hey guys, we'll be back. Hey guys, we're back. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. So people really need to understand the concept of working with their dogs and their cats for that matter, and getting them to understand that when you leave, you're always coming home. I think that's the end result here. If our dogs realize that when we leave, every time we leave, we're coming back, we can get over separation anxiety, we can go over abandonment issues as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. We're going to talk a little bit later about the importance of stretching with your pets. I think that's critical. And also, did you know that a lot of your dog or cat's favorite things can make them sick if you're not taking care of them properly? We'll talk about that. And find out if your cat's biting you is really a love bite, or maybe not a love bite. We'll talk about that, continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break, and then right back at you. Listen, for years now, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. Now, I know it's difficult. You go to the food store, you go online, and there may be 150 different brands of food. How do you know what food's right for your dog or your cat? Well, it's pretty easy. The first thing I want to do is I want to know who makes my dog food or my cat food, number one. Number two, where is my dog food or cat food made? Is it made in a factory where they make 30, 40 different brands of food and put different labels on them? Is it manufactured in their own specific plant where they can focus on their own food? That's why I prefer Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant right in Southern California. In fact, I tell you every week they invested over $1 million. They have this incredible modern state laboratory testing every ingredient as it comes in, making Lucy Pet Food the safest food for your dogs and cats. Obviously, that's why I feed it to Molly and Lily. Lucy Pet Food with their prebiotic and probiotic formula is the food for your dogs or cats. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear from a listener on what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, I hear this every single day. Once people have tried Lucy Pet Formula for Life pet food for their dog or their cat, they make these calls to me and let me know exactly how much their dogs or cats like it and how much better they look and they do on it. And what I want you to do is I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. And when you're there, you can order the Lucy pet food, the wet food, the dry food for your dog or your cat. You can also get the kitty lickies, the hip to be square treats. But now you can also get not only kitty lickies, but the brand new doggy lickies are available. And I got to tell you, I tried them out with Molly and Willie, and the response is, yeah, Pop, we love doggy lickies. So go to LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35. You can mix it up. Spend just $35 in total, and Lucy Pet Products will ship it to your home absolutely free. So don't wait. Go there today, LucyPetProducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day, and he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Back on the Pet Show. This 4th of July week has been great. Every 4th of July, I do exactly the same thing. I'm not a drinker, but I have my Coors Light, and I watch Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney, as I did yesterday, or actually 2 days ago. And I got to be honest with you. Every year I watch it, and every year I wind up bawling my eyes out and crying. But one of the most patriotic movies out there, and me, a patriot that I am, just... If you've never seen Yankee Doodle Dandy, it should be a must for every student going to school. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. Let me take a phone call here. Let's go to my friend online too. Hi, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Marianne from Gaithersburg again. We got a clear line this time.
I hope so, Marianne. I hope we got a clear line. Anyway, again, what can I do to help you? Start me again.
Okay. First, I want to tell you Yankee Doodle Dandy is also my favorite movie, time of year it is.
You got that.
I have a rescue dog that I've had for about 6 or 8 months. He's a 3-year-old, supposedly a feist mix. He does not want to go to the bathroom outside. The last thing his foster said to me as I was taking him home was, oh, by the way, he goes outside with our other dogs, but always comes in to do his business.
Okay, well, first of all, he's not doing his business. He's pooping. What's he, an accountant? I love the terms that people use. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to save up some of his poop from in the house. And okay. I want you to take it outside, put it around the yard, maybe a half inch or an inch buried under some grass or dirt. Then I want you to pick a 24-hour or 48-hour span of time where you have nothing to do but watch your dog. Not giving him the opportunity. He's not out of your sight. Not out of your sight for that day or so. This way, when you take him outside, you can run him around, give him some exercise. That will stimulate him to go. But the fact that he has his own scent already out there in the backyard may be exactly what you need to get him to go. So I would take some of his poop, even dab up some of his urine if he's doing it, and just put it around the backyard. Go out there, wait it out with him. Once he goes out there once or twice, your problem's over and done with. Now, the important thing is to make sure you clean up the inside of the house properly. Make sure you've cleaned up all areas where the dog is gone with a good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. In the areas that he seems to be most apt to go in, spend more time with him, hanging out, playing with him, giving him his treats or even toys in that area. Once he realizes his food, his toys, and his best friend are going to spend time in that area, he's not going to want to go there. And the fact that he's outside where his scent is now, he will get the idea. It's not going to happen overnight. You'll love me one day, you'll hate me one day, but after about 14 days, he'll have the idea, and you can once again walk around your house barefoot, I promise.
That's so insightful of me to say that.
Everything I say today is exciteful. It's one of those exciteful warnings. Anyway, listen, I got to move on. I want to send you something. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold for being such a patient woman, and we're going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter on there specifically of getting dogs to go outside. Now, there are some dogs that have been so overly corrected, don't go here, don't go here, don't go there. They don't know what they're doing, or I don't know the background in terms of abuse or whatever. But if you take some of his stuff and you put it outside, not give him the opportunity for like 24 hours to go inside, it'll force him to go outside, run with him, give him some exercise. Once he goes outside, I want to think that he just hit the lottery. Sing him Yankee Doodle Dandy if that's what you want to do. But once he goes outside, make him think that it's the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of Chow. for dogs. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer my question of the day, I'll still send you guys a gift. The question is, what do your dogs and cats do to get your attention? Do they hump your legs? Do they jump on you? Do they jump on your head? Do they bark? Do they growl? Do they roll on their back? What does your dog or cat do to get your attention? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. The phone number, a quick break, then right back at you. Hey, let me take this opportunity to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping my friends out over at Delta Rescue. Because if you were absolutely certain that every single dollar you donated to an organization would absolutely change the destiny of thousands of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars in the woods, in the streets, in the cities all across America, isn't that a legacy you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 44 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue could never, ever be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do with animals every single day without you, my listeners, and your incredibly generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta is the group that I believe deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. By making a bequest to Delta Rescue, it will make your legacy work for the animals right now. Avoid fundraising costs, and it actually provides tax benefits for you, meaning it's a win-win situation. By the way, if you're interested, Delta Rescue happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and the day doesn't go by where they don't prove that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, help saving the animals. But you may not be ready to make long-range plans. Every donation, every one, big, small, every donation is a chance. A chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses happy, safe, healthy, and yes, I'm going to say the L word, loved for the first time in their entire lives. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your own estate planning like I did, or to make a donation. Don't wait. They need you now. DeltaRescue.org. DeltaRescue.org, or text them directly to dogs to 801-801, dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Steve has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I know it's been a crazy show. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Danielle, David, and David, you get to your calls. I got great gifts for you, so please be patient. Hang in there. David, I got to get your calls, the Cheerio call.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.